see. Now that was something that dressed up to be a grill. Now what did they call that? What you say they call it?
Well, I was just asking if you heard that. I heard it.
Yes, I heard that word. Grandma used to say it, but I don't remember what it was now. It was something that they didn't keep on the bed. I mean, when you slept, but when you got ready to go to bed, they take it off. And then when she called herself making up the bed, the last thing she put on there was a counterpin. Is that what you call it?
I guess. I think so.
I really don't know. I can't remember. The grandma used to call it some kind of name.
Any other kind of fancy cover you put on top of the bed?
A bed spread. What do you call it? Bed spread. Now, I wouldn't call it now.
And you put on your bed, you put your head on the what?
Pillow.
Did you ever have anything at the top of the bed that was twice as long as the pillow?
Let's see. I can't remember. Let me get me out. Yeah, I'll go over that again. Now, in my experience with people, I raised mostly with whites, but the upper class whites, quite naturally had to be down with the middle class. And the only difference I can tell between the white man and the nigger, if you would use the word, is just the color. They all think alike. They do. They think evil, trashy things. They don't think of something that is worthwhile. I don't know why. Now, like I said, this tape wouldn't have been messed up. Yeah. I got a fan back there. We could have sit back there and he could have asked me those questions. Wouldn't have been interrupted because there wouldn't have been nobody here. But what the heck would they have said to see you and me coming out that darn room? Oh my God. You see what I'm saying? They couldn't think that we was back there trying to make a book or trying to learn what the people was like. We had to be doing something.
Yeah.
Well,
I think that's
what that was. I'm the middle class about these folk people think. What about that boy walking in the middle? What do you want, son? Just tell him. Well, the fellow that come, man, and says, he didn't want nothing. How's it going for you? I'll wait till you get through. And sit out on the stairs. I don't know how long before I've been doing.
Well, let's see. We were talking about things that you put on a bed. What did you put on a bed in the wintertime to keep it warm?
Quilts.
Okay. And if it was real heavy, did you have any other
quilts? No, it was heavy quilts. I mean, sometime we have quilts. I got some now. They call them the wool quilt. Because the other way we take them old suits that y'all done wore out when you give them to us. And then we take them and make a quilt top out of it. And we have a quilt. I can show you that. I made it too.
Well, what do you call a sleeping place on the floor?
Pallet.
Except
to
crops on the field
that
the soil
is
real
well. A rich soil.
And what do you call the flat, low land along the stream?
Call that bottom land.
What about low-lying grassland?
Low-lying what?
Grassland.
You mean pasture?
Okay. Rural? What about a field that wouldn't be good for anything but raising grass and clover?
That's a hay field.